This I believe. Igor Gorin is a singer. He has become one of the dominant figures of the concert stage, and his baritone voice is heard often over the air. Born in the Ukraine, he grew up in Vienna, where he received his musical training at the conservatory. He is now a citizen of the United States. And because he is on tour most of the time, this whole country has become his home. Here now is Igor Gorin.
One day when I was 10, I suddenly started to lose my voice. Singing was my greatest joy, and my favorite part of the day was when our boys' choir in Vienna gathered for rehearsals. The night before, I sang like a bird, and the next day, I sounded like a bass. I was scared and at a loss as I ran to the choir master in tears and said, "Dr. Gottlieb, how will I ever be able to get back the thing I love so much? How will I get back my voice?" This was a tragic moment for me. I loved music, which stood for all things beautiful, and was to me a symbol of religion. I didn't know any other way to pray except through music, and suddenly I could not sing. Dr. Gottlieb said, and I shall always remember, "When it is your thought that having a voice will give happiness to others, rather than as a means for self-glorification, God will listen." And he then advised me to keep quiet for the next few years and not to sing, but in the meantime, to study things that are connected with music. The next few years were difficult, but I forced myself not to sing until one day when I was about 16. I hesitantly tried to sing as I was taking my shower. I realized with the greatest sense of joy that a voice has returned. I threw on my clothes and rushed to see Dr. Gottlieb. "I think God listened to me. I have my voice back. Listen." And before he could say a word, I started to sing for him in typical Viennese fashion. I yodeled. With tears in his eyes, my old choir master said, "I did a little praying for you too. I felt that you had a soul to sing with. But remember, use your voice for the happiness of others. Give, and the receiving will come by itself. And above all, know that there is a God, and he has given you a baritone voice." I know that God has given me whatever talent I possess. The guiding principle of my work is that I must use this talent to bring what happiness and beauty I can to others. Several years ago, I sang at the veterans' hospital. One of the men said, "You sang the Lord's Prayer to me before I went overseas. When I was shut down over Germany, I could still hear your voice. I bailed out on that beam of the Lord's Prayer. Now I am still here. That's why I want to sing everywhere, because that is the only way to show my gratitude to the Maker for giving me this gift." My fundamental faith might be best summarized in my mother's last words to me. I was only 6 when she died. She said, "Igor, you are going to need a lot of encouragement and help. There are many ways to go through life, but the only way is the right way. Remember the song I used to sing? Keep it with you always. The words will help you on your way." She then recited for the last time this little folk song. "The Lord will be with you, and he will always guide you to do things in the right way."
That was Igor Gorin, who has lived his creed by using his voice for the happiness of others.